morning to you and welcome to another program of The Deed of Inheritance. We are sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. We sure are glad that you have joined us today. I'm Fiona Pishka, and with me today is Pastor Doug. How are you doing, Pastor Doug?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm excited about today.
All right. What I see that Pastor Doug, if you're sitting here with him, you'll see that he has two messages in front of him, and I'm wondering how he's going to do two messages today in one program.
Oh, it's a secret trick of the trade. No, they kind of tie in with each other, so I'm just going to mention some of one and then focus on the other.
All right. Well, everybody, you're in for a treat today because he's got two messages in front of him, so you're getting a double whammy today.
I'm fired up.
Absolutely. Well, we are so glad that you're here with us, and of course, you know, as always, we are sponsored by the members and friends of Victory Christian Fellowship. We're located here in Palmyra, Pennsylvania, and you are welcome to join us anytime you'd like to. We have things happening all the time. As a matter of fact, this week we have a pretty busy week here at the church.
Yes, very busy week, and we just want to say hello to those who listen to us online as well.
Absolutely. Of course, if you listen online, you know what our website is, but in case you don't, our website is vcfpa.org. Just go www.vcfpa.org and of course click on free resources, and that will give you access to today's program as well as past programs. Of course, Pastor Doug's sermons that he's preached here on the Sunday morning and on a Wednesday night, they're all online for you free of charge. You could email anywhere around the world where someone can listen to music online or listen to audio online, and they'll be able to hear the message today. So we hope that you take advantage of that offer that we have here at the church, and that you're able to help your family and friends with the messages that you hear and grow from. And of course, tonight, Pastor Doug, we have our Wednesday night refreshing.
And I'll be talking about According to Your Word. We're looking at people who acted on a specific word from the Lord, and they saw his miracle working power.
Absolutely. And then of course, Thursday night, we still have our Alpha program going on at 6 p.m. We have dinner for you, and then we go until about 8 o'clock. So we have all kinds of good stuff going on.
And this Friday, if you're a young person between grades 5th through 12th, we're having a youth night here. We're actually having a Wii tournament for our young people.
Absolutely. I know that's going to be fun. We're clearing the room and we're making room for these kids as they play the games, the virtual games on the big screen.
And that'll be Friday at 6 from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
So that's this Friday, everyone, April 11th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. If you know any kids between grades 5th and 12th, you can send them on down to Victory Christian Fellowship. If you would like, our phone number, it's 717-838-2033, and we'll be happy to give you directions. Of course, online as well is our directions. Then this Saturday morning, I will be teaching at our Women's Bible Study. It's called Woven, Women Overcoming Victoriously Enjoying New Life. And you are welcome to join us 10 a.m. until noon. Somewhere around noon is when we get out of here. But we have lots of fun. We have fellowship. We have food. And we have the Word. So this week I'm teaching on Who Am I Among So Many? Who Are You Really Among So Many? So in case you're wondering if you deal with any kind of esteem issues, or you know someone that does, or you're just not sure where you fit in, this would be the message for you. And of course, 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, we always have our church here,
yep,
church service.
On Sundays for the month of April, we're going to be experiencing the glory of God.
Absolutely. That's our topic this month. And so we're really excited here at Victory Christian Fellowship. Now, we do have something special coming up in May 3rd, and I'll just give you a little bit of hint of it. And when you listen to our opening song, I know you've heard it so many times now. I don't know if anyone's ever paid attention to the saxophone piece that gets played, but the person that's playing in that song and on that CD, they will be here with us on the weekend of May 3rd and 4th. We're having a special worship concert on the night of May 4th. And of course, we have a lot of things going on that weekend. So you want to check your calendar and free up some time for that weekend so that you could spend some time listening to live saxophone worship music. Amen. Well, Pastor Doug, are you ready to minister the word today?
I'm ready. So let's begin with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the power that's in your word. Father, may you transform us today as we hear the word of God. May you renew our minds. May you strengthen us. Lead and guide us. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we just give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Deed of Inheritance broadcast. And my name is Pastor Doug Pishka. And I'm going to talk to you today about hold on to your confidence. You know, there is much talk in the world today of the economy and who's going to be the president. And a lot of it has a negative turn to it. It has a negative spin on it. And it's designed to instill fear. But I want to encourage you today not to cast away your confidence. And if you go with me in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35, we're going to read verses 35 through 39. It says, "Do not, therefore," and I'm reading from the Amplified, "fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. For you have need of steadfast patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God, and thus receive and carry away what is promised. For still a little while, and the coming one will come, and he will not delay. But the just shall live by faith. And if he draws back and shrinks in fear, my soul has no delight or pleasure in him. But our way is not that of those who draw back to eternal misery and are utterly destroyed, but we are of those who believe and rely on God through Jesus Christ. By faith, we preserve the soul." And the English version says, "Do not lose your courage then, because it brings with it a great reward." The New Living Translation says, "Do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord, no matter what happens." And the NIV says, "Do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." And then the American Standard Version says, "Cast not away, therefore, your boldness, which has great recompense of reward." So I want to encourage you today, friend, not to cast away or throw away your confidence. I want to encourage you to keep holding on. I want to encourage you not to lose hope. No matter how bad things look like, you can always have hope and confidence in the Lord and in His Word and in His promise, because all His promises are yes and amen. God is faithful. He will do what He said He was going to do. Without a doubt, you can guarantee, you can bank on it. You can rest in that fact that God will do and perform His word. Now, the writer here in Hebrews, which is probably the Apostle Paul, he tells us here not to fling away or cast away your confidence. Now, why shouldn't we cast away our confidence? He's going to give us reasons why we should hold on, why we should not lose hope, and why we should not allow fear to dominate our thinking. Because, first of all, our confidence carries a great and glorious reward. See, you know, when an Olympian enters into an event, they do so because there's a reward. If you complete that event in the best time, or you do it the best, or you get the best score from the judges, then you will receive the gold medal. There is a prize. There is a reward. Many people get into athletics because they have a reward. If you become a professional athlete, there's a great reward. Actors and actresses and entertainers, they do so often because there's a great reward. Well, your confidence has a great reward. You know, God will reward those who hang on till the end. God rewards those who persevere, who continue to trust in Him no matter what is happening in their present circumstance. And then He tells us, He said, if you have need of patience or endurance, or if you need to be steadfast so that you can perform and accomplish God's will. Do you realize that God's will is like a race? It's a journey. It's not a once and done thing, but you're going to have to endure. You're going to have to persevere. You're going to have patience. Now, what does it mean to have patience? It means to be constant. It means to endure and to continue waiting. It doesn't mean sit down and do nothing, but patience has to do with things that we cannot control. There are things that we have to have patience for, and you know, our confidence, in order for you to remain confident from now to the end, it's going to have to take patience. You're going to have to be patient. You're going to have to trust the Lord. Even when it looks bleak, even when it looks dark, you're going to have to continue trusting him, because he will not fail. He will perform his word, and there is a great reward. And then he encourages the listener. He said, for a little while, the Holy One will come, and he will not delay. And he said, the just shall live by faith. Friend, I want you to understand that you need to develop a confident lifestyle. You need to go through life being confident in the Lord, and don't let anything try to shake your confidence in him. See, the enemy will come along, and he'll try to get you out of confidence. He'll try to steal that confidence from you. He'll try to get you to fear and to doubt and to worry, because he is a deceiver and he's a liar. And if he can get your focus off God and on your circumstance, then he'll get you into fear, and then he'll be able to control the situation. But if you remain confident in God, I'm not telling you to be confident in anything else. You have to make a decision that your confidence is going to rest in the Lord alone. So in order to endure, you're going to need steadfast patience. That's a patience that doesn't change. It's not on a roller coaster, but it's steady. It's fixed. It's immovable. Now, the word of God in Psalms 37, verses 7 through 9 says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil, for evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Did you hear that? Those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. See, if you want to inherit the land, it's going to cause you to hold on to hope. See, losing your confidence is the same as casting away hope or losing your hope. If you lose your hope, you've lost everything. And the Word of God encourages us here to be confident in the Lord, and to wait patiently for him. Now, I know patience is tough. It's hard to remain fixed. It's hard to remain immovable. You know, when Satan comes against you, he comes at you with fear, pressure, and anxiety, and he tries to get you into those things. And if he can get you into those things, he can control your situation. But you don't have to give into that. You can tell him no. Do you know that in order to cultivate confidence, it's going to occur over a period of time? Luke 8:15 tells us, but the seed on good soil stands for those who with a noble and good heart, who number one, hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. Do you realize that the moment a farmer puts corn in the ground, he is not going to see corn, but in a few months. It's going to take a period of time before he'll be able to see corn once he plants it. But see, he's got to get that seed in the ground, and then once that seed is in the ground, it will take root and it will begin to grow. But that covers a period of time. And so you need to cultivate confidence over a period of time. It's not, you know, you can't put confidence in a microwave and hit a button for 1 minute and expect to be fully confident in something. You've got to continually, daily, consistently remind yourself to be confident in the Lord. How do you do that? Well, you find out who God is. You read the Word. You pray. You communicate with Him. You worship Him. You attend church. Yes, you need to attend church. That's part of building up your confidence. And, you know, here's what God wants to grow in you. Whenever you face trials and circumstances that are beyond your control, you know, here's what He wants to develop in you. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 5. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love in our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us. I want you to know, friend, that when you persevere, you develop your character, you develop your inner man, you develop what's on the inside of you. See, that's important. That's what God looks at. He looks at your character, and when you develop character, you develop hope. And here's what the Bible says. Here is the good news. Hope does not disappoint us. Hope will not let us down. Hope will see you through. When you have nothing else to hope, to hold on to, hope is something that you can grab onto. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, if you're hoping for something, faith or trust in God's word will bring that to pass. And see, these things have to be developed on the inside of you. You have to be someone who perseveres, who builds character, and that will turn into hope, and you're not going to be disappointed, because God pours out His Holy Spirit into your hearts. And James said this in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 5. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. In other words, it says it causes patience to operate. And then James encourages you to let patience have its perfect work. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. See, God lets us go through things to develop our character, to see if if we're really trusting in Him. You know, a crack in your foundation is not going to show up unless there's some pressure applied to that. But if you have a sure foundation and pressure is applied to it, it's going to reveal something that is steady, immovable, and fixed. It's going to reveal someone who is confident. And, you know, when you fall into a diverse trial and test and temptation, just let patience fully complete the job that it needs to within you. Now, I know that we can get very anxious, you know, in this upcoming election. It can produce anxiety in a person. But I want you to trust God. I want you to pray to God. I want you to believe that God can direct you to make the right choice in this upcoming election. And God will lead and guide you, because that's what He does. And you know, the devil will try to wear you out, but you're smarter than him. Galatians 6 verses 9 through 10 tells us, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers or to the household of God. You know, He's telling us here not to become weary in doing good. Have you ever been tempted to be discouraged? And you'll try to complain or murmur or grumble. You know, you're doing good here, you're doing good here, there, and you're not seeing results. Well, you've got to be careful, because the Bible says, do not become weary in doing good. If you start complaining about the good that you're doing, you're going to become dissatisfied. And you know, God is not favorable to the complainer. Matter of fact, that will stir up God's anger and wrath if he hears you complaining, murmuring, and grumbling. That's what they did in the wilderness. They began to murmur and grumble because they weren't patient. They lost their confidence in God, and they wanted to put their confidence in other things. That's why it led them to make an idol out of the gold and begin to worship it, because they thought Moses was taking too long on the mountain to come back, and therefore they lost their confidence. It was only 40 days. Now, if you can't hold your confidence for more than 40 days, you need to build up your confidence. You need to find out what the Word says and only go by what the Word says. And don't let the devil wear you out. He'll try to give you so much stuff that he'll just wear you out. But don't get weary in doing good. Continue to do it. Keep on doing good, no matter what. And in order to endure, you will have to keep joyful. You will have to keep your joy full. In other words, you're going to have to be joyful, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12 says this: being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, that you may have great endurance and patience, joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Did you know that God has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints? And he'll cause you to endure and be patient joyfully. You know, joyfully gives you the strength to endure. It was Jesus who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. There was a joy. See, the joy of seeing people come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior caused him to endure the cross, able to go through the suffering, despising the shame. He was able to go through that because of joy. Now, if Jesus was able to endure the cross because of joy, then you'll be able to be confident to face the issues that you face in life. And joy, and your joy is going to see you through. Your joy will give you the strength necessary to go through that thing. And did you know that hope inspires endurance? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 through 3 says this: we continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. So endurance is going to inspire hope to take place. And, you know, you have to have a renewed mind in order to prove what God's will is. See, you have to know what God's will is. You know, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, it says, through faith and patience we inherit the promises of God. Now, I want to just encourage you for a moment on who I'm telling you to be confident in. You're to be confident in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're to be confident in the Word of God, and you're to be confident in the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And Jesus is the Word. And God created the worlds by his word. And by his word, he is the heir and the owner of all things. And nothing is impossible to him that believes in the Lord Jesus. He can give you anything that you need, want, and desire. He told his disciples, he said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore. In other words, he gives us the ability to use his authority. And this is whom I'm telling you to be confident in. I'm not telling you to be confident in others' opinions or even your own ideas, but you need to be confident in the Word of God. See, the Word of God is awesome. The Word of God is powerful. You know, and you just got to keep with the Word, because your circumstance is going to change. And the only way to change your circumstance is with the Word of God. So, friend, I want to encourage you today not to throw away or to fling away your confidence, because your confidence carries a great reward. And through patience and endurance, you're going to be able to perform God's will and complete what he has for you in this life. And, you know, our church can be a place of encouragement. I want to encourage you to come and to check out one of our services, either Wednesday night at 7 or Sunday morning at 10. And you'll be encouraged with the Word of God, and you'll be able to take away something that will produce confidence. So I want to thank you for listening to The Deed of Inheritance today. And let's just pray. Father, I pray that those who are listening to this message today will be encouraged not to cast away their confidence, but they'll remain strong in trusting the Lord. Father, strengthen them. Strengthen the believer. Cause them to put their confidence in you and not to turn from it, either to the right or to the left, but keep looking to Jesus. He'll never let you down. And I just pray that you go away today being confident, knowing who God made you and knowing what he created you to do, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I sure hope that you enjoyed today's message. And, you know, Pastor Doug, you were preaching part of that leads right up to what we'll be talking about on Saturday at the Wolven Meeting for the Women at 10 a.m. right here at the church. And that is, you know, many times people don't feel like they're good enough to do anything for God, or that they're good enough to do anything at all that's significant on this earth. But we're here at Victory Christian Fellowship to tell you that you could be all that God called you to be. You could be all that he sent you to this earth to be, and you can certainly fulfill it in the lifetime that you have here on this earth. So we want to be an encouragement to you and your family, an encouragement to whatever career you feel like you are part of or that God's called you to be. And we're here to share the Word of God with you and to pray over your life and to do all those things with you. And as a matter of fact, on Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock from 6 to 6:30, we have prayer, and we call it Prayer for You. That's where anyone can come in that need prayer for a specific area of their life, and they could have us lay hands on them and pray over them. Many times there are other people from our church here as well, and we pray together the prayer of agreement.
Absolutely. And, you know, we believe in the laying on of hands. We believe in God's anointing being transferred from one vessel to another. And we're hearing great testimonies of people that we have prayed for, and we just give all glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. So we are so glad that you listened to this program today. We do encourage you to send it on off to family and friends, and keep emailing it around to people that you know that could be blessed by the Word of God. Our website, of course, is www.vcfpa.org, or you may call us also at 717-838-2033. Online, we do have a lot of resources that are free. As a matter of fact, everything on our website is free. We don't really have anything for sale on our website right now, but you are welcome to check it out, listen to Pastor Doug's messages, our guest speakers, they're on there as well as some written notes that would be encouraging to you. Mm-hmm. If you want to know what we believe and what we stand for here at the church, that's a good place as well. We have our everything that we believe on there, so you could check us out, and we'd love to see you, of course, here live. Joining us in one of our services. Call us, let us know, email, and let us know what this program has done for your life and even how long you've been listening to this program here on this radio station. Well, God bless you today as you continue to inherit his promises and experience their benefits. God bless you.